Well, all of the focus has been on President Joe Biden coming to town yesterday in the presidential race, fraught with trials in New York, which mercifully may be coming to an end this week. But there are down ballot races that are critically important, including one here in Michigan that could determine control of the U.S. Senate. Let's check in with our good friend Richard Juba from Glengariff Group, who's out with a new poll courtesy of our friends at the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce as we head into the Mackinac Policy Conference just a week from now. Good morning, Richard.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
So we show what is basically a dead heat or a very, very tight race between Alyssa Slotkin and Republican Mike Rogers. Given the fact that she kind of got out of the gate early, that she has a fundraising advantage, didn't have the drama with like the Michigan GOP did, are you a little surprised that it's this tight, or is this par for the course?
Actually, this to me looks like a classic Michigan U.S. Senate race in that it is very close, and it's going to be decided right in the middle. It's going to be decided by those centrist voters. You know, what we're seeing is, you know, Alyssa Slotkin has a very minor lead here in Michigan. You know, it's early in this race. A lot of voters aren't paying attention. They're not looking at it. So we look at how they're doing in their party bases. And both Rogers and Slotkin are doing very well within their own party bases. And we tested all the other candidates running also. But these two appear to be, you know, leading the pack within their bases. So it's likely that they will be the nominees, but not certain yet.
Richard, you got about 23% of the respondents that are still undecided. So what do you think these candidates need to do to capture those votes?
Well, you know, that's what the campaign is all about. That's what we're going to be dealing with all summer, all fall. We're going to see a lot, I think, from these candidates on the airwaves. You know, we're used to that in Michigan, where campaigns saturate TV. But what they're going to have to do is they're going to have to fight for the middle, because those 23% of voters call themselves independents, or they lean slightly to one party or the other. I think that's good for Michigan, because it means that whoever the next U.S. senator from Michigan will be will have to earn majority support with those independent voters. And that means that, you know, we're not going to have somebody that just is elected to represent the base of their party. It is elected to represent Michigan. You know, that's why I said at the start, this is a classic U.S. Senate race in Michigan, where it's going to be hard fought in the middle. And there's going to be a lot of issues that come into play, whether it be inflation, the economy, abortion, immigration. All of these issues are going to come into play in Michigan. You know, Michigan is a great reflection of the nation as a whole. So this U.S. Senate race, I think, is going to receive a lot of attention.
Richard, how about name recognition? Where does that play in? I mean, people know who Alyssa Slotkin is, and they know Mike Rogers.
Well, you know, I'm actually a little surprised on the Republican side that there isn't a little bit better name recognition yet. They've got work to do there, even within their own bases. Alyssa Slotkin, you know, did get a head start. She has the highest name ID. It's not great yet, but again, we wouldn't expect it to be. She's not up on the air in a big way yet. She's not focused on those independents. She's focused on winning her primary first. Same with the Republicans. But when you look at just those, for example, base Democrats, Alyssa Slotkin has 55% name ID. It's breaking 40 favorable to one unfavorable. She is doing a great job with her base Democrats. Republicans, while they have some name ID in the 35 to 40% range, amongst those Republicans, their name ID is breaking even, favorable to unfavorable, about 10 to 10. So they've got a lot of work to do within the base of their party to bring along everyone. I think they do bring them along. I think Republicans will vote for the Republican nominee, whoever they select. But I think, you know, the real challenge is going to be going into the fall, who the nominees are, how do they do with independents? And that's going to be a real battle here in Michigan.
Well, isn't it also, though, in terms of the base, whether or not your base will show up? I mean, this weekend was all about Joe Biden trying to reignite support among some pretty apathetic African-American voters. And we've seen in other states, for instance, where the other side of the coin, Donald Trump is doing well, but the MAGA candidates aren't necessarily doing as well. The Democrat brand is good, Biden's isn't. What's the status for Alyssa Slotkin here? Does she face challenges?
Well, I think both parties' nominees are going to face challenges because of the presidential race. And let me just say, you know, as a side note to that, any polling coming out in Michigan in the presidential race that does not include Robert Kennedy Jr. is bad polling, because he is playing a factor here in Michigan. Mm-hmm. So his name has to be on that in those polls. So I think, you know, for Slotkin, yes, and the Democrats, they face challenges, not just among Black voters, but among young voters. Joe Biden's, you know, strongest block of support comes from voters over 65, we're finding. For the Republicans, their challenge is they face a divided party right now in some ways. The old establishment versus the MAGA Republicans, they're fighting each other. And I think the Republicans are going to face a pretty brutal primary here as we get going towards August. So they're going to have to unify themselves coming out of August.
Richard, actor Hill Harper seems to have some significant grassroots support despite that lower name recognition compared to Slotkin. How important is grassroots energy in these primary elections? And could it close the gap for Harper?
Well, one thing we see with Hill Harper, he has very low name ID right now. That can change, but you have to have the resources to change that. You have to have the money to be able to go up in the air. Grassroots support really is important. I mean, we're kind of seeing this play out in the idea of all of these petition signature challenges once again in Michigan. You know, there was a day when petition signatures came directly from the grassroots. That's who you relied on. And so what we're seeing now is a lot of candidates don't have the grassroots to be able to pull off that kind of organization. Hill Harper, if he has grassroots support, has to bolster that with the kind of professional campaign and, you know, money that it takes to run statewide on the ballot. Grassroots can make a bigger difference, I think, in smaller races than in a statewide race, where it really takes a professional team with big resources. We have yet to see if he can do that. That'll be the challenge going into August for him.
Very quickly, Richard, only a few seconds left, but Sandy Pensler has some pretty damaging body blow ads up against Mike Rogers, tying him to Hillary Clinton and Benghazi. Do those do any lasting impacts?
Well, you know, as I said, I think we're going to see the Republican primary become pretty bitter, pretty vicious. And what kind of damage does that cause to whoever the nominee is? Right now, Mike Rogers is the front runner.
Right.
But do these Pensler ads start to hurt him?
Yeah.
And then if he is the nominee, what work does he have to do to unify the party after the August primary?
All right, Richard, we're out of time, but we thank you, and we will be in contact.
Yeah, we got a great year coming up for politics.
We'll see you in Mackinac.